The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Friends here on the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Our focus this Monday as we get started. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, on Good Day with our... not sure how we refer to Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. I say collectively we. I know how I refer to him. It's a political season that has seen no equal. How's that for being tactful about the people that are running? The New York primary is tomorrow. So lots and lots of people are talking about that. And as this hour of the program is devoted to three or four of the top stories, that's a conversation that we can get into in depth. We'll start with a focus on the people who are running. We pretty much know about Donald Trump. We pretty much know about Cruz. We know about Kasich. We know about the other side. So what do we need to know from the logistics perspective? New York One is the local cable news channel in New York City. Allison Stewart working that over from PBS with political director Bob Hart. They discuss how different this campaign is from certain focus on previous primaries in New York in the state.
You've written about how this is, for both parties, an incredibly competitive New York primary like we haven't seen in a really long time, and it's led to some sort of weird campaigning.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things you've seen that have made you scratch your head.
Well, it's just funny. John Kasich is basically eating his way across New York. Like, he's on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. I've never seen him eat more. It's very, very funny to see Ted Cruz at a matzah factory in Brooklyn trying to court the conservative Jewish vote. You see these kind of things in New York during a gubernatorial race, a Senate race, a mayoral race. We haven't had presidential candidates come here except to fundraise since 1992, when Bill Clinton was really trying to put away Jerry Brown, mm-hmm. Trying to deal with Paul Tsongas. 1988, you had Michael Dukakis here running hard. But that's a long, long time ago. So for the first time in April, as it's a beautiful spring day, we're also seeing the candidates in a way that we really haven't seen them in more than 20 years.
All right, so let's put together some more sound here. Former New York Congresswoman Nan Hayworth, who's a Republican, weighs in on the primary and the candidates.
We have a fascinating primary process. Obviously, we have, a blunt-spoken businessman. We have a conscientious constitutionalist. And we have a pragmatic, proven governor who, all of whom represents some part of what voters are talking about right now. They're
right.
Frustrated. People in New York are fed up with their high taxes, with unemployment. They want a path forward. And we've got three different people, any of whom would be preferable to the Democratic nominees.
All right. So in terms of totals on the Republican side, so far, Donald Trump has 755 delegates going into the primary tomorrow. Ted Cruz has 554. And I'm not sure what Kasich's number. I think it's like 160, 170, something in there. Now, on the other side, Hillary Clinton has 1,755 delegates. Bernie Sanders has 1,060. But this just points out, and what happened in Wyoming over the weekend points out for me anyway, and many of you the same, the reason that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are getting so much traction is because the system is rigged. The system isn't for you. The system isn't for me. The system is all about the party system, not the voting system, not the one vote. Anybody got disagreements on that? 888-302-3684. I'd be happy to go through my thinking on this with you. I just think the system is time to go. It has to go. It has to change. It needs to be one person, one vote, and there needs to be a national primary one day when everybody votes as a primary. and the same as the general election. And then get rid of the Electoral College. I've been saying this all of my adult life. All of my life. Said the same thing. See here. This former New York Congressman Elliot Engel, who's a Democrat, giving his opinion on what's going to happen between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in New York.
I think people want a results-oriented candidate. They think that Washington is broken, and that's why you see in both parties, I think, a lot of rumblings. But I think what people want, someone who's steady, who's proven, who has a record of getting things done. It's one of the reasons I support Hillary Clinton. I think she has shown that through the years. She was Senator of New York for 8 years. I think she's got a record, and I think she's got a good record, and I think she's smart and intelligent and results-oriented and hardworking, and the kind of senator she was for us in New York, I think that's the kind of president she'll be. She's had everything thrown at her but the kitchen sink, and she's still coming out on top, and I think she's going to be the next president.
So, and I'm beginning to think she may be as well, not that that's what I want to see, but among the Democratic primary voters in New York, in the state, 53% said they favor Hillary Clinton, 43% said they favor Bernie Sanders. Supporters for Sanders described their vote as meaning something more than just backing a candidate. Three-quarters of them, when asked in the polling, consider themselves part of a movement larger than themselves. Same thing true for Trump. Again, Sanders, it's a movement. Trump, it's a movement. Clinton also leads in California, 52% to 40%. They'll have their primary not till June. I think it's one of the last primaries, frankly. It'll work. This, for those of us who are in California and worry about our vote, you worry about your vote counting, it'll count this year for sure. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, 17 after the hour on Good Day. We're overviewing the New York primary this Monday morning. I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversation about it tomorrow. A lot of political talk programs will have more focus on it today. And it's hard, though, even if you're not running a political talk program, to stay away from all of this stuff. Because it just happens to be so much a part of what we're all talking about. Here from MSNBC, Tony Docopio says one of the issues that will be on the New Yorker, the average voter tomorrow, mind of him or her, is fracking. This is the polls are, you spell poll two different ways. Polls, P-O-L-L and P-O-L-E. Polls say that New Yorkers are concerned about this, as are voters in Pennsylvania. A lot of Northeast states seem to be interested in this, so let's see what he has to say.
They're telling me that fracking is a major political fault line in this region. I'm on the New York State side of the line. Right here, fracking is banned. Only state in the union where that is the case. That mountain behind me is Pennsylvania. Fracking is legal there. That means thousands of dollars in the pockets of landowners and millions of dollars in the local economy. It's dividing residents. It's also dividing political candidates, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, on opposite sides here. Sanders would like to ban fracking nationwide. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, has more of a middle position. She likes regulation, but wants states to decide on their own. Meanwhile, all the Republicans are against the issue. We're talking to voters about where they come down. This is Teresa.
Hello.
Registered Democrat.
Right.
Will you be voting for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton?
Definitely not. Bernie Sanders is one fracking problem, okay? It's very hard here. We would like the opportunity. We would like the opportunity to develop our resource, just like New York City had the opportunity to develop theirs. And upstate New York here, we have not been given that opportunity.
So who will you vote for?
Oh, Trump, no doubt.
You're hoping he makes a general.
I hope
you're
he
going
makes
to cross
a general,
over from the Democratic side to the Republican
right,
side.
That's right, that's right. But I do support the GOP candidate, whoever he may be, because all of the candidates have a position for making the United States energy independent.
All right, so here from Reuters News Service, Diane Hodges, talking about several former Apprentice contestants that don't like Donald Trump.
On the TV show The Apprentice, then-host Donald Trump often told contestants, "You're fired." Now six of them are turning the tables on him, telling reporters in New York that the Republican presidential candidate is not the right man for the job of president. One of them is season four contestant Marshawn Evans Daniels.
If he is going to be president, and I don't care whether it's him or anybody else, he has to be able to have a sit-down with people. He has to be able to engage people.
Season three contestant Tara Dowdle agrees. And when it comes to the issues of illegal immigration and barring Muslims from America, she says Trump is simply saying what his supporters want to hear.
He saw there was an anger in this country that was specifically related to the changing demographics of this country, and he is choosing to exploit that. And so whether he believes it or not, it actually doesn't matter, because the actions or what's resulting from it is dangerous and irresponsible.
Trump is dismissing the group as failing wannabes, but one of them is the winner of season four, Randall Pinkett, who says Trump is nothing more than an opportunist.
Donald's principles often lie where there is opportunity. So if the opportunity is to be a Democrat and to support their campaigns because it supports his business agenda, then today he's a Democrat. If the next day Donald's principles must shift from being pro-choice to pro-life, to from Democrat to Republican, then his principles can now move.
All right, so sort of to sum this up, Trump's lead in New York, he's ahead in Pennsylvania, ahead in California among the Republicans. And I think the situation is pretty much the same for Mrs. Clinton in those states. She's ahead. So it'll be interesting to see how this sort of the trackers have got this and that and the other thing to say about it. But your vote is what counts. Make sure you get out and vote. If you're in New York State, 21 after on Good Day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor and also alternative practitioner, joins us every week at this time. So what does the change, we always hear this, oh, I'm going to get a cold, or people get sick because they're not used to the fluctuations in temperature, which in my mind just means that they're wimps, because we should be able to withstand these sorts of temperature changes, for heaven's sakes. But what does it do, just theoretically, when one day your system is exposed to 45 degrees, and the next day it's exposed to 75 degrees. What does it do?
Well, it usually stimulates the immune system. You know, the spas in Europe, and there's several places here in the United States that do this, will have these hot baths and then cold ice plunges, then right. A hot bath, then a cold ice plunge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's very stimulating. And people who have a problem with that are people who usually have systemic inflammation anyway.
What is systemic inflammation?
Oh, they either have arthritis throughout the entire body, or they've got inflammation throughout their cardiovascular system because of the mm-hmm. kinds of foods that they're eating. So that any kind of a pressure change, let alone a temperature change, and it's in my experience here in the mountains in the West,
in Salt Lake,
it's usually a change in air pressure that triggers these kinds of problems more than the temperature itself, and usually a temperature change is preceded by the movement of warm and cold fronts.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of movement,
yeah,
there is movement in the Center for Disease Control, the one of the many federal agencies dealing with our health, supposedly. The Zika virus is more dangerous than was first thought, it would seem. I remember a month or two ago, some of the focus I thought was over the top, and I sort of poo-pooed it. Now, because we're getting into the warmer weather, and because of what I just said about the Omega stream and what will happen to temperatures, the mosquitoes will be out. Most of the little pockets of water that have mosquitoes, will the Zika virus come here is the question. Here's Dr. Ann Schulott explaining the situation currently with the Zika virus.
everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought. And so while we absolutely hope we don't see widespread local transmission in the continental U.S., we need the states to be ready for that. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions. We have learned that the mosquito vector, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is present in a broader range of states in the continental U.S. So instead of about 12 states where the mosquito Aedes aegypti is present, we believe about 30 states have the mosquito present. We've also learned that the virus is likely to be a problem at much of the pregnancy period, not just probably the first trimester, but potentially throughout the pregnancy. This information is, of course, of concern, and CDC has been working 24/7 to protect pregnant women. We are quite concerned about Puerto Rico, where the virus is spreading throughout the island. We think there could be hundreds of thousands of cases of Zika virus in Puerto Rico, and perhaps hundreds of affected babies.
All right. So, Jack, let's turn this around a little bit here and talk about some of the ways to protect yourself and your family, because this is immune-related, yes or no? Does it have anything to do with your immune system?
Well, certainly. Certainly. There's a lot of other kinds of birth defects that are caused by something a mother may have picked up that's far removed from anything like the Zika virus because they have poor immune response.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it starts with a much stronger immune system so that the mother's body handles and takes care of this virus before it can populate to the level that it can actually pass over the placental barrier.
Yeah, all right.
It builds up.
Jack Stockwell's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for those podcasts and see how great the enzymes are that he has there as well.
As the United States and Cuba step up the process of getting reacquainted, some folks see the potential for American farmers to benefit. How that could happen today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
In late 2014, steps began to normalize relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Soon after, the Engage Cuba Coalition was formed to aid those efforts. Engage Cuba members include private companies, organizations, and education groups. Senior policy advisor for the group, Leanne Evans.
And we're really excited about the changes that we're seeing. There's still a sticking block because there's a law that prohibits the U.S. from extending credit to Cuba for agricultural goods. So that's something that we're working on.
Evans says it's unlikely in an election year that Congress will change the situation, but Engage Cuba is hopeful for 2017. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Open up your minds. The highway is open. This is the Good Day program with a highway to your mind, hopefully. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day, is a way for you to communicate with us if you'd like to do it that way. A lot of people are talking this morning about the earthquakes in Ecuador and Japan. 6.5 on the Richter scale, southwestern Japanese island of Kyushu. That happened on Friday, and then there were a few hours later another... Actually, about a dozen quakes altogether, and 19 homes were destroyed in the first one. Look at some of the TV footage over the weekend, houses in flames. This is what happens. There are earthquakes pretty much every day all around the globe. You just don't know about them because they don't happen in population centers, but there are tons of these things going on. The most recent is Ecuador. Both of the areas now are getting aid from various parts of the world. But this is one of the strongest earthquakes in decades down in Ecuador. Death toll rising, 272 people, I think, so far at the latest number. And interesting how that's how we focus. 2,500 people injured. This occurred late Saturday night and early yesterday morning. Lots and lots of missing people. Here is a reporter named Manuel Boquerez reporting on the earthquake activity in Ecuador.
With the daylight, residents saw for the first time the full extent of the damage. Near the epicenter in the Pacific town of Pedernales, rescuers dug through crumbled concrete only to find lifeless bodies. The quake also claimed lives about 85 miles south in the coastal city of Manta, where today shaken residents surveyed the widespread damage. People took refuge on the streets of the country's capital. Quito resident Remigio Oñez said he and his family escaped after the quake destroyed their house. In a minute, it all came crashing down, he said. As far as 150 miles south of the epicenter, the powerful quake caused buildings and roads in the city of Guayaquil to collapse. Ecuador deployed thousands of soldiers to help people like Vanessa Santos. She says her sister, sister-in-law, and nephew were killed.
It looks apocalyptic.
American Brian Bayer is a freelance journalist in Ecuador. His apartment building near Guayaquil was badly damaged when the quake hit.
Terror was my first emotion. I switched from a very casual mood to being in complete shock very quickly, within seconds.
Tonight, the State Department says so far there are no reports of U.S. citizens killed in Ecuador, but officials are working to confirm reports that Americans were injured. Two Canadians are among the dead.
All right, so 7.8 on the scale. Again, these 6, 7, even 8 Richter scale numbers are something you see weekly. These things are all over the place, but in areas where there isn't habitation, so you don't really know it. And when there is habitation, the situation in Japan, you know, a lot of controversy surrounds us having a military base in Japan still, but they can be thankful for U.S. military this weekend because they were all over the place. The relief efforts taking place in this southern Japanese area, the earthquakes, plural, there are two. I think there were a couple in Ecuador as well, but there were a number of them, as I said a few minutes ago, in Japan. Here's Emily Welch, who reported on a group in her area of Kansas that quickly went into action to send help to the people in Ecuador.
A local relief agency reaching across borders to help a South American country devastated by a massive earthquake. Lenexa-based Heart to Heart International is deploying an advanced team to Ecuador along with relief kits. A magnitude 7.8 quake buckled homes and knocked out power in the country's most populous city Saturday night. Hundreds of lives lost. Heart to Heart is sending three people. They'll coordinate relief efforts and assist in any way they can.
A country like Ecuador lacks the medical infrastructure necessary to take care of a major disaster. That's where groups like Heart to Heart International can really be an assist.
The Ruby relief box that Heart to Heart sends to disaster zones includes things like pain relievers, antibiotics, syringes, and gauze.
All right, so I'm trying to get an overview of this so that we understand what... I'm going to go back to the controversy about American soldiers being on the ground in Japan. Whether you knew it or not, a lot of people don't know this, and maybe you're thinking about it because it's tax day and how much money in your tax bill goes to paying for the military. There are 50,000 American troops stationed in Japan. 50,000 between the Air Force, the Navy, Marine bases, 50,000 people in uniform, in the American uniform, in Japan. And so most of them went into action over the weekend to provide this sort of support and feed people that didn't have any food, shelter, that sort of thing, and the rescue relief effort. I remember there was a big play and a lot of hoopla about it when you go back to March of 2011, I believe, the tsunami then, and then there were earthquake disasters after that, another part of Japan, and the American military were there to help, and things, the Japanese government said that they really needed us there because they don't have the equipment, they don't have the infrastructure, they don't have what it takes to be able to massively rescue people in circumstances like this. So this will affect, you know, it's interesting what affects the world markets. This will affect this disruption because I think there's a Toyota plant not far from there. And Nissan has a plant not far from there, Honda. And this will affect their stock market today and probably this week. Whether it affects everything else around the world economically remains to be seen. Here is the Red Cross spokesperson from Canada, Brianne England, talking about what the Red Cross is doing to help in these circumstances with the earthquakes.
The Red Cross has been actively responding to this emergency as of last evening. The Ecuadorian Red Cross staff and volunteers have been working around the clock to provide assistance to those who have been affected. Right now we're seeing people whose homes have been destroyed, people who have been injured with the earthquake itself, people whose families may have been separated when the earthquake hit. And so the Red Cross is actively responding with some relief assistance. They're supporting search and rescue efforts. They're providing first aid to those individuals who are injured and who may not be able to reach hospitals or receive medical attention at this point in time. And the Red Cross is also very actively doing needs assessments across the communities to help provide some of that immediate life-saving assistance.
All right, so put yourself in the position of somebody who's there. Can you imagine your home being ruined? I think people don't understand or think about this much because it doesn't affect them. When I was a kid, we had a fire in my family's home, and it looked like at one point in time that we might have lost everything because the fire came close to getting out of control. And I remember thinking, I was 6 or 7 years old at the time, I remember thinking, what in the world would happen if all the pictures were destroyed? You know, there's a psychological thing that goes on as much as physical, emotional, under those circumstances. Imagine all the things that were lost by these people in these earthquakes this past weekend, and under the circumstances when tragedies like this take place, you just know, you don't, you just have to start over again. Literally, your life starts all over again. Here is a news reporter named Terence Terashima with the back focus on Japan from the weekend.
Sirens echoed in a normally quiet mountain villages as dozens of fire engines, ambulances and police vehicles rushed past, heading to villages hard hit by the 7.3 earthquake on Saturday morning. There are 3 strong aftershocks that slowed rescue work, and rain had stopped early in the morning. But the need to cover villages over the wide area slowed the process. Minami Aso is a very picturesque mountainous region. The earthquake that hit Kumamoto on Saturday morning hit along the fault line that runs from southwest to northeast, right through Minami Aso, causing a lot of landslides, isolating some of the villages, and many people are left stranded in those villages. Down below me are the firefighters from 28 cities in Osaka waiting their chance to go in and rescue. Some of the elements that made search and rescue difficult are the frequent tremors that hit over 400 times since Thursday night, and these cracks on the road that prevented from rescuers reaching the villages.
All right, here we are at 43 minutes after the hour. In a moment, our focus on the NBA and their decision to allow advertising on their jerseys. Could Major League Baseball and NFL owners and operators be far behind when it comes to this sort of thing? Well, I mean, think about their jerseys and what they have on them now, and we'll talk about it in a moment. Plus, Kobe is in the focus as disruptive and disgusting a character as he is. Maybe a bit of a tribute for his career. And including, I'll hold on to my thoughts for a moment here on Good Day, 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs, to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters most, saving kids regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit stjude.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Here we are, 46 change after the hour. Twitter, @GoodDay, Facebook.com/GoodDay. Monday, the 18th of April, your taxes are due today. A lot of the people over the weekend working on them. There are a lot of great new programs that you can download and make your taxes a little bit easier. It doesn't make them easier to pay. It just makes it easier for you to do the work. The National Basketball Association and its owners have approved putting advertising on the jerseys of the players. They've been considering this for a number of years. Not going to be any big ads, at least for now. Each team's jersey will have a patch that's about 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches. They'll start showing up in the season after this year. Not the coming season, but the one that starts in the fall of 2017. Each team will be responsible for selling the ad space on its jerseys on its own. Jerseys sold to fans will not have the ad. Well, they say they will not, I love this, will not necessarily have the ads on them. Teams will be able to decide whether to include the patches in their own stores, while jerseys bought elsewhere will be devoid of the advertising. How do you feel about that? I'd be interested in getting some people's input on that. Speaking of the NBA, last week Kobe Bryant wrapped up his career. Here's part of his farewell to the fans.
You know, I grew up a diehard, a diehard Laker fan. Diehard. I mean, I knew everything about every player that's ever played here. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this. And I'm more proud of the fact that not about the championships, but about the down years, because we didn't run. We didn't run. We played through all that stuff, and we got our championships, and we did it the right way.
You know, this is what bugs me. I get to use my own editorial judgment because this is my radio program. And Friday, some of the people on the air with me wanted to talk about Kobe Bryant. I didn't want to talk about him because he's a rapist pig. And I have little use for him, but there was so much hoopla about him, I thought we'd pay a little bit of attention to him here. Here's, Newsy's Matt Moreno reporting on one of the more unusual souvenirs from the last game, the last night.
After 20 years, Kobe Bryant's days with the Los Angeles Lakers are over. So why not relive the good times with a good old bag of air? That's right, bags of air from Bryant's final game versus the Utah Jazz are hitting eBay. This one in particular got the attention of several bidders, and the price skyrocketed to $15,000 at one point. But it appears that bag of air has sadly been removed from the site. But wait, there is more. As of Sunday, more than 20 bags purportedly from Bryant's final game were listed on eBay. Now, it's tough to confirm the authenticity of this air, but if it's real, you could inhale the same air that Bryant and celebrities like Kanye West, Jack Nicholson, Jay-Z, and more breathed that fateful night.
You know, I don't know why this I put these two together. You can use your imagination. Remember Andrew Jackson, the president who was a slaver? They're going to take his image off of the $20 bill and put a woman in there. But Alexander Hamilton, who also was a slaver, stays on the $10 bill. Go figure. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Sing the Money Pit chorus. You have to be in the Money Pit chorus. So everybody get ready.
Money Pit!
Right?
Money Pit.
Oh, come on.
That was pretty lame.
All right, Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler, host
Good morning.
Of the wonderfully famous and helpful, intelligently hosted by Leslie Segretti and Kreitler. It's a weekend show called The Money Pit. Your home, your life, your money pit. I got a new money pit. And last weekend I spent $1,500 for, I spent $1,500, what did I do? I did $1,500 times three. $1,500 for new windows, the combination windows, because this had the old window, you know, you put storm windows on the hook.
Right,
somewhere.
Old wood.
I did that last winter. And when I was a kid, I washed and waxed and pushed the put those things up every winter. And I'm not, I swear I'll never do
it. I'm not a kid. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm
no.
Windows.
So those are going up.
Good for you.
I bought a skylight. Skylight, thank you. Mm-hmm. For my studio, because I need a lot of light and I don't have it, so I'm going to put the skylight up. Man, listen, I remember, maybe I just don't remember, when I built the extension on the old house 10, 11, 12 years ago, I thought they were $200-$300 a piece. My God. These things are like $1,500 by the time I'm done.
Yeah, it depends on what kind you get. But the thing is, they're a lot of work to put in, because not only do you have to put them in the roof, you have to create the light shaft that goes from the skylight itself down to the ceiling. And that's another construction project. So it's not just the skylight itself. It's all the construction. That
and then you do a sonar. There's a blind on it so that you can hit a button and it closes
up. Well, then, you got a good one. You know, there's a real inexpensive way to bring sunlight into a space like that.
Now you tell me.
But you wouldn't have the beautiful skylight to look out, Doug. But it's called a sun tunnel. And basically,
oh, yeah, I used those in that other house, too. I put three or four of them in. They were great.
Yeah, right? It's a roof-mounted skylight. Then it connects to a mirror-lined shaft. Yep. The shaft sort of works its way down through the attic space and then ends up in a ceiling, what looks like a sort of a flush ceiling light.
Yeah, it looks like
it brings
a
lot of sunlight in.
Yeah, I did that in the other house. Mm-hmm. I was thinking I might have done that here. But there is it's not a flat roof. I don't guess it makes any difference.
No, you can do it. You could do it on a pitch roof. Yeah.
All right.
But you know what? It's not as beautiful, in my opinion.
Well, I can't look out. I want to see the pasture in the back.
Yeah.
See the cows out there, horses, whatever's there. All right. Tommy the K answers a question or two from you in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Schoolhouse letter, license in all 50 states, NMLS and Super Access, .org, number 3030.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, wait a minute. Before we get to a question, I'm looking out the window here at a tree, and I remembered something else I was going to ask you or talk about, because this is good information. Anybody who owns their own home that has a yard, if you don't know what's going on with the trees around your house, you better pay attention. This house that I bought is about 100 years old. This great farm, we posted some of the pictures on Facebook. There's a wonderful old maple tree in the backyard, but it's mostly dead. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice this until the other day. There's guy wires holding up the limbs and stuff on this tree. And this tree is probably 140 feet in the air.
Right.
And it's only about 20 feet away from the house. So one good wind, and I'll be looking at it through the roof.
Yeah.
So I went to find a guy, because my guys can't do, they can't. We don't have a bucket truck. I can't get up that high. So I had to hire somebody to do it. It said it'd take about 4 hours. It cost me $1,000.
You know, but I had a maple tree that was about 20 feet from my house, Doug, and it sort of rotted from the inside out.
Yeah.
And the crew came, and they took it apart from the top down. Really talented group.
That's what
that
do.
Was amazing. In an hour, you're right. It was completely gone. The stump was ground out,
except
you? $500.
Wait a minute. Who is that guy? Send me his email address. I want him to come do mine.
Expensive neighborhood.
The joys. Yeah, that's true. The joys of having your own home.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.